Hello, this is the BR Telco operator. How can I assist you today?
Hey, can you tell me why I should bank at BR Telco?
Well, I don't mean to spin the street yarn, but you'd be a monkey's uncle not to bank with us. We do everything the big banks do, plus we've been in the community for over 85 years and your money stays here in the community, not Wall Street. Any other questions?
Sure, yeah. Could you connect me with Anita Bath, please?
I'm not falling for that one again.
Find out all the reasons you should get to know Telco at brtelco.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
New on Curiosity Stream. How do you connect a 16th century potato to limitless energy production? Could Napoleon's toothpick have a direct link to a machine that predicts the future? And how can a 1700s conch shell chart a course to humans connecting their brains to the internet? James Burke's visionary series Connections returns for a new generation. Experience all new Connections. With monthly, annual, and bundled plans, find the one that works for you at curiositystream.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and on this edition of The Robinson Show, we have her back on, Sonya Greenfield. She's a director of writer management and an editor covering the NFC North for Our Turf Football. On the program, we talk about the Detroit Lions' win in Week 11 over the Chicago Bears. Also, we discuss Lions' offense and defense, Jared Goff, also head coach Dan Campbell. We look ahead to the Lions Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit against the NFC North rival Green Bay Packers. We also discuss Thanksgiving in Detroit and so much more. Sonya is up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
When it comes to Botox, choose the one you know. Wyler Plastic Surgery. From Baton Rouge to the North Shore, we're a national top 25 Allergan provider with 5 locations to serve you. Book your same-day Botox appointment today at WylerPlasticSurgery.com.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with Albertsons. This week at Albertsons, get a free Signature Farms turkey with a $75 purchase when you add this digital offer to your Albertsons For You account. Plus, get fresh sweet potatoes for 49 cents per pound. Visit Albertsons.com for more deals.
Tis the season for chicken fingers at Raising Cane's. Warm up with cooked-to-order chicken fingers, crispy crinkle-cut fries, Texas toast, and the real source of holiday magic, Cane sauce. Happy holidays from Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Goff climbs it. Goff launches. Got a man. End zone. Touchdown. Jamison Williams is becoming a big play threat. It's Montgomery, and the former Bear has given the Lions the lead. They'll go for two to try to make it a field goal lead. It's only their second two-point conversion attempt of the year. Fake to Montgomery. Goff comes right back the other way. LaPorta gives him a three-point lead with 29 seconds to go. The Lions come back to win it, 31-26.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NFL on Fox, Fox Sports, and the National Football League, and that was Adam Amin on the call of the Week 11 come-from-behind victory by the Detroit Lions as they took care of their business, beating the Chicago Bears in a thrilling NFC North rivalry game. Final score was 31-26. So you heard Jared Goff, David Montgomery, and the crew doing their thing. And to talk more about this game with the Lions come from behind victory over the Bears, and also to talk about the Lions' next game on Thanksgiving Day against the Packers, we want to welcome her back to the program. She's always fun. She's always insightful when we have her on. She is the director of writer management for Our Turf Football, covering everything that you need in the NFC North and, of course, her beloved Detroit Lions. Let's welcome her back to the program, Sonya Greenfield. Hey, Sonya, welcome back to the program, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you so much for inviting me back. You know I love coming on here, and whenever I can, I'm right there.
Oh, yeah, you always handle your business, Sonya. And as always, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Sonya, I've got to ask you, I know you're still excited from that victory, but give me choice of words or what thoughts come to your mind about the Lions come from behind victory over the NFC North rival Chicago Bears.
I'm going to say it was gritty and exciting. And that's what, you know, Campbell is really trying to force into these guys, is just that grit and determination. And, you know, we're going to win. And, you know, you're going to, and if you don't, you're going to go down fighting, but we're going to get that win and we're going to do whatever needs to be done to get that win. So that's that grit. It was exciting because just, you know, in years past, and everybody will tell you that we would have, the Lions would have lost that type of game. And, you know, or it would have been some funky penalty or something like that. But the Lions have really overcome, it seems like they've overcome those ghosts of that past and have really just put it together behind Dan Campbell. And I don't think I can give him enough credit for just instilling in these guys just like that will to gut it out and get a gritty victory.
Absolutely, and that's what Detroit is all about, just being gritty and having that determination. And certainly they put that determination to work in that come-from-behind victory over the Chicago Bears. And you mentioned about a reflection of their head coach, Dan Campbell. And I want to get into the Lions offense just for a moment. I want to start off talking about David Montgomery. David has picked up nicely since coming back from his injury. He had 12 carries for 76 yards and a rushing touchdown, and he also had a couple of catches. Give me your thoughts on David's performance in the win over the Bears.
I think this was like a really good revenge game, so to speak, for him. And not that, you know, he left on bad terms or anything like that from the Bears, but I think, you know, you always want to turn it up a notch against your former team. And I think that's really what we saw, you know, him coming back from injury and really, you know, he had been kind of quiet, but a pretty good breakout game for him, you know, coming back from that injury. And just, again, that grit, determination to get that go-ahead touchdown. I mean, that's what it is all about. That's what we love to see. And, you know, he was really good in the game, and I'm glad to see him, quote-unquote, well, almost back. I don't think he's 100% there, but I think he is well on his way to being just about back.
Yeah, he's just about back, and he fits in so well in that high-powered Lions offense. And we're going to get into his partner in crime in the running department in just a moment. But I want to talk about Jameson Williams. Since Jameson's return from his suspension, he has made some big plays. I mean, he's been the guy that's, I guess you could say, he's been the deep threat for this Lions offense, especially on the receiving side. Jameson had two catches for 44 yards and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Jamo and his play.
Jamo is really starting to become a fun player to watch, and he's picking up, I think, now, I won't say where he left off, but he's really picking up, and I think it's coming together, and it's only up from here, and he's looking really good, I think, and having fun while playing. And he's there for, like you said, that deep threat. You don't see it too often as much with him, but he can be there, and he, you know, it was kind of looking kind of iffy a couple weeks ago when he came back from suspension, and people were like, you know, he might not be the guy, but he said it himself that he was going to put himself to work and make sure that he is doing what he needs to do. And so far he has. And I think you love to see it and embrace it. And I think the fans are embracing it. Campbell's embracing it. He is embracing how good he can really be. So I'm loving it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about Jamo. Since he's returned since he's come back from his suspension, a lot of people, a lot of Lions fans, and a lot of football fans are loving his play. And speaking of loving someone's play, Sam Laporta, if we talk about C.J. Stroud, who could be the unanimous candidate to win this year's Rookie of the Year, but you got to give Sam Laporta his flowers as well. He only had three catches for 18 yards, but he was critical when they needed him the most. Give me your thoughts on Sam's play in this game.
Sam did really good, and like you said, he was kind of quiet at first, but and I think he and Jared Goff had some mismatches throughout the game, hence a couple of those interceptions. But he was there when he needed it, and he and Goff were on the same page for that two-point conversion, which, for the record, I do not like two-point conversions because they always make me nervous, and I rarely see them converted when I'm watching live, I should say. So, but I am excited that that happened and that came together. But I think that's where, you know, you see him, and he's getting that confidence from Jared Goff in terms of, you know what, I'm coming back to you, so be ready, that type of thing. And so Sam Laporta has really been that tight end that we've been looking for out of tight end U in Iowa. But I think he's done really great, and I loved his performance in the game. And it just goes to show that these guys don't quit, and they are always ready to go.
Absolutely. And Laporta started off slow, but he finished in a major way and definitely helping his team get the victory. Amon-Ra St. Brown, listen, since I've had you on the program, Sonya, we've talked constantly and raved about Amon-Ra St. Brown, and man, eight catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. We know his pedigree. We know his play. Give me your thoughts on Amon-Ra in the victory over Chicago.
I think the best way to describe it is just one word that the kids are using now. Him. Amon-Ra is him, and he just really is that good. And I think the one thing about these guys is that, you know, they're all in it for the team. They're not like, they don't have a lot of ego right now, and they're all just having fun and winning. And I think Amon-Ra is really, really good about that and just going out there and just letting his, you know, his play do the talking. And that's what you saw a lot of. And, you know, he just comes in and does his work, and I love it. And he really is just a hard worker out there on the field and making plays happen.
Yeah, Amon-Ra is about as tough as they come, and he definitely gets those tough yards, and he definitely pays off going into big plays. We talked about David Montgomery in the running game. We have to talk about Jahmyr Gibbs. We mentioned about Sam Laporta being one of the hot shot rookies in the league, but Jahmyr Gibbs, man, he is a plug-and-play guy doing it on the running side and the receiving side. He had a rushing touchdown in the game against the Bears, and he also had close to 60 receiving yards. Give me your thoughts on Jahmyr and his play in this game.
Again, he is one of those that just kind of is just getting it and putting it all together, and a really big steal in the draft. And so glad that we have him. Like you said, he is truly a dual threat, and you have to respect him when he's on the field. And that's, I think, what we saw a lot of. He was making it do what it do, and just, you know, kind of bringing that balance in a way to the running back game, but just, he was so good out there, and I really like what he has brought to the team. And I feel that he just, he's just like a nice dual threat kind of guy. And again, you know, he's willing to do whatever needs to be done to get that win. And that's what I liked about him. And that's what I liked what I saw.
Yeah, Jahmyr is definitely one of a kind, man. And the future is definitely bright for him in Detroit. And just, he fits in so well in that offense. I want to talk just briefly now about the defense for a moment. The leading tackler on the team in the game against the Bears was Alex Anzalone. He was a tackling machine. He finished with 11 tackles. Just give me your thoughts on Alex and his play in the game.
Well, my fantasy team loved that because I think he is one of my fantasy defensive players, because in our turf league, we do get defensive players. So I think he's one of them. But he has come on as a tackling machine and one of the best defenders out there. And, you know, I think, again, we've watched him kind of develop over the past couple of years, and I think this year has really kind of been almost like a coming out for him and just kind of just showing off what he can do and how hard he's working back there. But he is, like you said, a tackling machine, making some really good plays and some key plays. I think he was there, obviously, when the Lions needed him most, and he was, you know, there for the tackles, where in the past, sometimes he hasn't always been there, but here in particular, he was making it do what it do and really coming out there with a lot of energy.
Yeah, Alex has definitely had been playing with a lot of energy, and he definitely had that energy in the win over the Bears. Aleem McNeil had a sack in this game for the Lions defense. Just give me your thoughts on Aleem and his play in this game.
You know, I think that sack was very good, and Justin Fields was doing a great job. He looked, honestly, I have to give him his props and his respect, even though, you know, rival quarterback, but he did really good, and to be able to finally get a sack on him, I think was fantastic, and just a true testament to how hard that the defense was working, because Justin was not making it easy for them. And so when he finally was able to get that sack, perfect. So I like what he brought to the game, and being able to get to Justin, I think was perfect.
Absolutely. Aleem definitely did his part at getting to Justin. And another person that got to Justin Fields in the game was Aiden Hutchinson. What can you say about him? His star is definitely on the rise. He had a sack in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Aiden and his play.
Man, Aiden's motor is just like through the roof. He just goes and he wants it. And he is like one of those guys that truly can become like the heart of a defense, even though he's just an edge rusher and not like a middle linebacker or anything like that. But he truly is, I think, could be potentially one of the hearts of that defense, of that Detroit defense. And he just was so dominant. And that big sack of Justin at the end of the game was just phenomenal. And just like a perfect way to kind of cap off that game and that win with that tough Detroit defense. And you got to love to see it. And I love to watch him play. He is such a good player.
Absolutely. And the future is definitely bright for Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, Aiden is just, like you said, Sonya, he's got a motor and it shows, and they're thankful to have him on the defensive side. And we got to talk about the quarterback, Jared Goff. Man, it was a rough first half for him, and even the early part of the third quarter was rough for him, but it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish, and Jared finished very strong. Of course, putting together the fourth quarter comeback, letting David Montgomery get the rushing touchdown, then hooking up with Sam Laporta to get the two-point conversion. Of course, Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams, they did their thing as well. Give me your thoughts on Jared and his fourth quarter comeback in the game against the Bears.
I think Jared has really obviously found a new home here in Detroit and has been just phenomenal. And I think that despite having, like you said, a pretty awful start to the game and even the third quarter, but the fact that, you know, Campbell still had trust in him and faith in him to be able to, you know, bring this team back to a victory, I think that speaks volumes about their relationship and just how talented of a guy he is. And I just was thoroughly impressed that he was able to kind of, you know, get back out there and shake it off and, you know, do what needed to be done to get the win. And, you know, and he was quick and he was efficient, and that's what you love to see. And that, you know, that was perfect for him and for the win.
Stay just with Jared for a moment. So we've seen another fourth quarter comeback from him. We saw it the previous week against the Los Angeles Chargers, and then we saw it in week 11 with the Chicago Bears. For those that still sleep on Jared Goff and still don't know what he brings to the table, what are some of the things that you tell people, Sonya, about Jared Goff and his drive and just what he brings to the table in terms of having that grit and what it means to be a quarterback for the Detroit Lions?
When you're a quarterback for the Detroit Lions, you have a whole city on your shoulders. And I know that's the same everywhere, but for some reason, Detroit is a little bit different. And, you know, now that the team is overall doing very well, I think that, you know, we want to see you succeed. We want him to, you know, be able to take us to that next level. And he has the trust of Detroit, and that's huge because Detroit fans don't really trust anybody. But most of all, he has the trust of Dan Campbell, and I think that that is humongous for him because I think in L.A. he really didn't have that type of relationship with McVay. But and even, you know, even at the start of the season last season, after going that awful start and then being able to, you know, almost seemed like there was something going on with that relationship. But I think whatever they were able to do, they were able to bury the hatchet if there was one, but they were able to, him and Campbell were able to talk it out and I think see the vision of the team. And I think that kind of Campbell just letting him do what he needs to do and run the offense and just be efficient with it, I think that has really shown what he can do. And just putting it all together, he has been, since last year, since the second half of last season, he has been remarkable. They haven't lost a division game. They have run, you know, they have made some very good decisions. And he's just been, I think, the leader of that team and the type of leader that this team needed. And I think it was the right place at the right time. And I'll admit, I had doubts about him when he came over from L.A., but those doubts have been put to rest, and he has really, truly, I think, embraced this role and become the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, and you love to see it.
People forget it was not so long ago that Jared Goff did play in a Super Bowl. They fell short his team fell short to the New England Patriots, but during this time with the Rams, he put up monster numbers, and we're seeing the talent. Everyone is seeing the talent, including Lions fans, and what he can bring to the table as the quarterback of the Detroit Lions. And you mentioned about his head coach, Dan Campbell. And I know the first half and really the early part of the third quarter was rough for Coach Campbell, but mm-hmm. he was able to get the troops together, get everybody in their right mind, and they were able to come back to beat their division rival, Chicago Bears. Give me your thoughts on Coach Campbell's coaching performance in this game.
I think it was just kind of embodied what he has preached this whole season. You know, just being gritty, just, you know, getting in there and do the work. And you know what? You might beat us, but we're going to be right there. You might be looking for us, but we're going to be right there, and we're not going down without a fight. You'll know that you played us, and you'll know that, you know, we brought it. And that's what they did, and they have all just rallied around that mentality of that tough and that grit, and the fans have rallied around it. And, you know, he just has brought this team to life. And I don't think that is anything that should be taken lightly. He has done a fantastic job, and he has the love of the city and the fans and his players. I think that's the biggest thing, is to go from, you know, a very stiff Matt Patricia who doesn't really allow the team to have a personality or to show their personality, to go from that to Dan Campbell, who is embracing this grit and embracing, you know, a new culture. I think that's huge. That is humongous. And, you know, you can't credit him enough. You can't give him enough credit, I think. I think Dan Campbell has done a fantastic job with his team. And, yeah, he gets all the credit in the world.
You know, Dan Campbell has an opportunity to evolve. If everything works out perfectly, he has an opportunity to win this year's Head Coach of the Year award. His first year with the Lions, 3-13-1. Last year, 9-8. So far this year, as this show is currently airing, he's 8-2. So it's a big jump, and it's just gotten better. And he definitely deserves his flowers for consideration for Head Coach of the Year. All right, so now, Sonya, we have the Detroit. Mm-hmm, absolutely. So now, Thanksgiving Day, it's all about food, family, and football. And the Lions, of course, the tradition continues. They play on Thanksgiving Day. They'll be in the Motor City going up against another division rival, the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, great come-from-behind victory for him at Lambeau, beating the Los Angeles Chargers. I want to start off with the Lions' defense. We talked about Anzalone. We talked about Hutchinson. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Lions' defense to stop Jordan Love and the Packers' offense?
Getting through, I think the defensive line is really going to have to really own the line of scrimmage, I think. You know, the Packers' line has been good, but they don't have their center. They don't have David Bakhtiari. They are kind of, you know, rotating in and out guys. So I think that the key is going to be to own the line of scrimmage, that the Detroit's defense really has to bring it and just kind of overpower their line and get after Jordan. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is just getting after Jordan that day.
All right, and let's switch over to the other side of the ball now. So we know how high-powered the Lions' offense is. And Green Bay, they've had their issues on the defensive side, but they've been able to make plays when necessary. We saw it in the Packers' victory over the Chargers. They've got Rashawn Gary, who is becoming one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Lions offense to get points against the Packers defense?
Again, that line of scrimmage. And you said it, Rashawn Gary is a beast, and I've watched him since college, and he is very good out there. And I think being able to stop him is going to be huge. Detroit's offensive line has been phenomenal. Penei Sewell has been just remarkable and doing all the things that you love. And so I think that's going to be key, is offensive line play for the Lions and just making sure that they are able to keep Jared upright and, you know, prevent their line from getting to, or prevent their defense from getting to Jared. And then I think also just being able, because he's able to get the ball out so quick, and I think that that is obviously a huge help, and getting open, getting those receivers and stuff open, I think is going to be huge for him.
All right, absolutely. And you heard it from her. We've got, of course, the Thanksgiving Day tradition, NFL football in the city of Detroit, a.k.a. the Motor City, where the Detroit Lions host their division rival, the NFC North rival, Green Bay Packers, in downtown Detroit at Ford Field. You know, Sonya, since I've had you on the program, we've talked about not just Lions football, but specifically Thanksgiving in Detroit. We've seen other cities do it in their own special way, where we've seen Thanksgiving done in New York City and Los Angeles and many cities all around the world. But can you just describe to the listeners what a Thanksgiving Day is like in the city of Detroit?
A Thanksgiving Day in Detroit is amazing. So, like, first of all, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. So you got to wake up in the morning. And you have to come down, and like when you wake up in the morning, you got to wake up at like 5 or 6. You got to get up a little bit early so that you can get downtown. You can get to either one of the Coney Islands, American or Lafayette, and get your Coney dog. And then you got to go around and go watch the parade. And that is, you know, that you got to get your spot for the parade for that morning. And then once you do that, then after the parade, then that's when you head over to the game. And then you tailgate, you know, you can tailgate in between. Or if you're one of those families and you do the turkey trot or whatever, there is a turkey trot going on as well. But you can always do those things. And then, of course, you tailgate till game time. And that is always, you know, a beautiful tradition. And it's just a lot of fun. It's what Thanksgiving is to the Motor City. It's just, it's Detroit, I would say. I think that's probably the biggest thing. It is Detroit. And, you know, it's just so much fun just to be able to rally around the team. And people are there even when the team was awful. That 0-16 year, you know, the team, people are there for Thanksgiving. And, you know, game year in, year out, people are always going to be there. It's a chance for us to kind of shine, chance for Detroit to shine in the national media and just, you know, highlight everything that's good about Detroit, which there's plenty of good about Detroit.
Absolutely. You're right about that. Of course, Motown and the automotive industry and, of course, Eminem and a lot of the rappers, Royce the 5'9", just to name a few, some of the many great cultural icons and institutions that make up Detroit and the Joe Louis Fist as well. And I want to stay just with Detroit for a moment. And you mentioned about Thanksgiving Day traditions and the tailgating. What are some of the items that are served at a Thanksgiving Day Detroit Lions game?
So, of course, well, some people will make, like, you know, they'll do their barbecuing or something like that, wings usually. Pizza is another good thing. I mean, yeah, people don't always make it, but it definitely is a part of it. Coney's, Coney dogs are there, too. But, I mean, you typically have your usual burgers, brats, things like that. Wings are always a big deal. And then also some people do, like, well, a lot of people, I think, do a Thanksgiving-themed tailgate. So they'll roast a turkey, or not roast a turkey, but they'll grill a turkey, smoke a turkey, bring that, things like that. So it's just so much fun. Those are types of things that you'll see. Beer, Verner's, all those fun stuff. Bloody Mary's.
Oh, man, it all sounds like a winner right there. So you heard it first from Sonya, and just what's served on Thanksgiving Day at a Detroit Lions tailgate. Now I got to ask you, what's on the Thanksgiving menu at the Greenfields?
Ah, very good question. So, you know, typical stuff. We usually do, Greg does a turkey, and then we throw in some ham, collard greens, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes. Let's see, what else do we usually do? Stuffing. Oh, my gosh, stuffing is the best. And cranberry sauce. Some years we do the canned cranberry sauce, which is always my A1. But then there are times that Greg decides to go ahead and make it and, like, cook the cranberries and add the orange and the sugar and all that good stuff. So cranberry sauce is definitely a staple. And then usually, I don't know if I'm going to do it this year, but usually we do, I make a sweet potato cheesecake. And I don't eat it, but everybody that has eaten it has said it's great. I just don't eat it because I don't like cheesecake like that. But a sweet potato cheesecake with fresh pecans and stuff like that, that's my contribution to Thanksgiving usually.
All right. You heard it from her first. That's Sonia's contribution to Thanksgiving. A sweet potato cheesecake sounds like a winner with me. And again, you heard it from her. She's Sonia Greenfield. She is the director of writer management for Our Turf Football, covering the NFC North. Sonia, again, as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Our Turf.
Oh, for sure. So Our Turf Football, you can find us on Twitter at OurTurfSB. And then we have a weekly podcast, and you can find us on YouTube. And we love it when you guys interact because we have a live interactive chat on our YouTube feed. And, you know, we talk about anything and everything NFL related. And but we talk about pretty much everything NFL related. We do polls. We do stuff. We just really like fan interaction and engagement. We also have articles there, too. So, yeah, we do it all.
That's awesome. Sound like you guys are doing a lot over there at Our Turf. So tell everybody, Sonia, tell everybody where people can find you on social media and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, like I said, you can find me on Twitter at Mom2RN. You can find me on Instagram every now and then at Sonia920. And then you can find me on Our Turf on YouTube, our Turf channel. So you just go to YouTube and find Our Turf Football. And then on Tuesday nights, you can interact with us on the podcast. And we love to have you guys there. So, yeah, you can find me there.
Awesome. And you heard it from Ashish Sonia Greenfield, the director of writer management for Our Turf Football. It's a cool website that looks at the NFL from a woman's perspective. And she also covers for working for Our Turf Football, covering the NFC North. Sonia, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on again. You know I love coming here, and hopefully we'll be able to talk soon going into the playoffs. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Sue.
Thank you so much, and we'll definitely get you back on, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Goff climbs it. Goff launches. Got a man. End zone. Touchdown. Jamison Williams is becoming a big play threat. It's Montgomery, and the former Bears has given the Lions the lead. They'll go for two to try to make it a field goal lead. It's only their second two-point conversion attempt of the year. Fake to Montgomery. Goff comes right back the other way. Laporta gives them a three-point lead with 29 seconds to go. The Lions come back to win it 31-26.
Celebrating 25 years, Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, the foundation of Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. Quality Concrete has the expertise that's earned them the Quality Control Award from the National Ready Mix Concrete Association year after year. Whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal work, Quality Concrete is the one to trust. And remember, quality contractors use Quality Concrete. Call Quality Concrete at 225-677-7177 or visit goquality.com. That's GEAUXquality.com.
Now you'll save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Enjoy fast speeds at home and on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply. Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply. Now you'll save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Enjoy fast speeds at home and on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Celebrating 25 years, Quality Concrete and Ascension Ready Mix Company, the foundation of Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. Quality Concrete has the expertise that's earned them the Quality Control Award from the National Ready Mix Concrete Association year after year. Whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal work, Quality Concrete is the one to trust. And remember, quality contractors use Quality Concrete. Call Quality Concrete at 225-677-7177 or visit goquality.com. That's GEAUXQuality.com. For all your concrete needs, choose Quality Concrete, the number one concrete company in the nation for quality control for the fourth time by the NRMCA. Quality Concrete, an Ascension Ready Mix company, has poured over 7 million yards in Baton Rouge and surrounding areas. With 7 locations and the most modern fleet in the state, Quality Concrete is the best choice for residential, commercial, industrial, or municipal projects. Call 225-677-7177 to get a quote now, or visit goquality.com. That's GEAUXQuality.com.
That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonia Greenfield, Director of Writer Management and Editor, covering the NFC North for Our Turf Football. As always, thanks again to Sonia for giving us great insight on her beloved Detroit Lions. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. And until next time, stick to the script and have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm out. Peace.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with Albertsons. This week at Albertsons, get a free Signature Farms turkey with a $75 purchase when you add this digital offer to your Albertsons For You account. Plus, get fresh sweet potatoes for 49 cents per pound. Visit Albertsons.com for more deals.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.